in today's Gospels, we appear to have just another one of those confrontations between Jesus and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But there is really something much more going on in today's Gospel, and indeed, the key to understand it is the one who was hired to test the Lord this day, called here a scholar of the law, which we would call in our own times and languages a lawyer. But this lawyer was not one who really was seeking to test the Lord. He was only feigning it in the presence of the Pharisees and the scribes, because we know further from Scripture, he would say to the Lord after the Lord answers the question, "Well said, Master," upon which the Lord would declare to him that he was not far from the kingdom of God. And so he shows himself to be one of those who truly came and was mesmerized by the eternal wisdom. And so in their attempt to humble the Lord, one of their own will be humbled, because this one who tested the Lord knew that came to know that Christ was the eternal truth and wisdom, who reveals to all men the darkness of their ignorance. And so this man sought to have that ignorance relieved. Why is this crucial for us to understand? Because if we are to understand the Lord, then we are like this scholar of the law, to listen to him, to listen to all that he says to us, both in Scripture and through Holy Mother Church. And then we would come to know this precept, which is charity itself. For again, charity is not something of our own construction, but charity is something defined by the Lord himself. And so he lays out to the scholar of the law and to all men of good hearts that they must strive for this greatest of all virtues, which St. Paul tells us perdures to the end. And so today the lawyer heard the Lord, and we must strive always to hear the Lord. And our Lord essentially tells us that charity begins by love, by loving the Lord. And so we are to learn essentially three things from this love of God. That is, no portion of our love is to be given to idols or to anything which is contrary to God. That God is to be the final object of all our thoughts and actions, and is to be chosen as our chief good and our final end. And all the things of creation are to be used only in accord as they seek to serve the final end which God has called each and every human person to, that is, union with him for all eternity in heaven. Thirdly, we learn that we should apply our whole heart to fulfill his precept and to be obedient to him in all things. And if we do not understand this, then we fall into that form of human respect by which we confuse love of our neighbor by condoning everything our neighbor does. And in order for us to understand that, we have to understand the Lord is essentially telling us there are three things that we must love, and it's an interesting hierarchy, for he establishes first and foremost that we must love him above all things. But the second one we are commanded to love in the precept of charity is not our neighbor, it is ourselves. And so the Lord tells us we are to love ourselves, and indeed, he gives this love of ourselves as the ideal and the model for loving our neighbor. And so, what is this love of self? This love of self, as one of the ancient catechisms would explain, is none other than striving with all our heart and soul to save our souls. And so, if we are not striving to save our souls, then we are striving to sin. And so, we do not love ourselves, and hence, we are incapable of loving our neighbor. We do not speak here, when we speak of this love of ourselves, which the Lord commands, as that love which is so common in this world, in which we truly love ourselves and put all things on the back burner in regards to this love of self. We avert not to God, we avert not to our neighbor, we avert only to acquiring wealth or some other idol that we have put in place of God. And indeed, we cannot possibly love our neighbor if we do not understand this, for the basis of all sane societies must be rooted in this love of God. If not, then one vice or another becomes predominant in society, and indeed, it can be said in our own that perhaps greed, avarice, is the most predominant of all vices. We can see this very clearly in an economic system that is essentially based on usurious practices, which is a form of idolatry. And we do not here say that we should hate our nation, but rather we should strive always to see that something greater comes about it. That is, we should truly love our neighbors by seeking and praying always that our nation comes to embrace the Sacred Heart of Jesus and allows that heart of eternal love, to inform all its institutions and guide all its endeavors. And if we do not do so, then we are not rooted in this threefold love, that is, love of God, the sound love of ourselves, and hence love of our neighbor. And so let us strive always to seek to imitate her who always kept these things in hierarchical fashion. And indeed, when we reflect upon the Magnificat of Our Lady, we see very clearly that she kept this first and foremost in all her endeavors, love of God, love of self, and love of neighbor. For instantly, upon becoming the Mother of God, she goes to seek who? She goes to seek her own relative to do one thing and one thing only, to bring Christ to that person, for she knew in her heart that she had received Christ in a special way. And so, with that safe and sound love of herself, the Mother of God goes forth and seeks to communicate to all souls that love by which she loved herself. And that love was ultimately not her own, because it was not a selfish love, but even Our Lady's love of herself was rooted in her love of God. And so let us strive, especially in our day and age, when charity is truly the forgotten virtue in society, let us strive to love all things as Our Lady loved all things, so that we may truly be cooperating with her in the construction of a sane and sound society that always understands, as St. Paul tells us, in the end, only one thing last, that is, charity, by which we love God together for all eternity in heaven. But it is possible, and we must believe in the bottom of our hearts, that we can establish, even in this world, a very real presence of that charity in human society. For ultimately, our Lord came to save all souls. He came to save the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. If they refused to have their ignorance removed, it was not out of lack of effort from a loving God. It was out of pride, out of that not so sound, that selfish self-love by which they put themselves and their way of thinking and their attempt to exercise authority over the people in a very unsound way, because ultimately it was not geared for their salvation. It was geared for the things of this world. For did they not tell the children to declare their possessions korban, that is, they were not to use it in the care of their own parents? And why was it to be declared korban? Because that which was declared so was to be brought to the temple and sacrificed. And ultimately, who benefited from that sacrifice, that money, and all that commerce? The Pharisees and the Sadducees. They had set up, truly, a worldly kingdom, and so they would get a worldly reward unless, like the scholar of the law, they were willing to listen to the Lord, who saw very clearly this profound eternal truth and this eternal wisdom, and hence he began to live it. We too have seen this eternal truth and this eternal wisdom in a most extraordinary way, for we know that he loves us to the end in his presence amongst us in the Eucharist, and so truly, we have nothing to fear in this life. We have only to go forward. Let us always remember the past is the past, and let us look forward to a bright and happy future, a future filled with hope by which we truly believe that we can bring into this world even a foretaste of that which all souls are called to acquire in the world to come, that is, a profound love of God, a sane love of self, and an effective love of our neighbor, by which we seek always and everywhere to establish the presence of Christ in this world so that we may enjoy that presence all eternity, for all eternity in the world to come.